مرحبا، welcome to episode 75 of Creative Scene. أنا إليان جبر، الهوست تبعكم، وهذا البودكاست إنتاج حصري لبوديو. من فترة عملت حلقة مع أستاذ الفلسفة الموسيقي والكاتب ربيع سلوم، وحكينا فيها عن كيف الفلسفة تنظر للإبداع، كيف منشوف الإبداع، كيف منفهمه، كيف منطوره. أسئلة عم تنسأل دايماً والأجوبة لها كتيرة ومتعددة، والأكيد أنه ما في جواب واحد للإشياء. في وجهات نظر، في أفكار بتتطبق بظروف معينة ويمكن ما بتزبط بظروف تانية، وحتى الاختلاف بيظهر بين الأشخاص، يلي بينطبق علي يمكن ما بينطبق على حدا تاني. اليوم رح نرجع نبحث بفكرتين، الفلسفة والإبداع، من وجهة نظر جديدة. بتذكر وقت نزلت الحلقة 62 مع ربيع سلوم، تواصل معي ليوبولد عجمي وحكينا كيف هو وجهة نظره مختلفة بهيدا الموضوع. معي اليوم ليوبولد عجمي، مؤسس نوفل فيلوسفي أكاديمي، وهي فيلوسفي دريفن أكاديمي فور كرييتيف فيوتشر ليد بروفيشنالز، وكرييتيف منتور، فيلم ميكر، وهوست لبودكاست بعنوان ايدياز اون ترايل. والحلقه رح تكون تقاطع بين الفلسفه والابداع، ورح نتعرف اكثر على وجهه نظر ليوبولد كيف مزج الفلسفه والابداع بشغله وبحياته بشكل متواصل. مرحبا ليوبولد، ويلكم تو كرييتيف سين.
هاي هاي إليان، كيفك؟
جود، وانت؟
جود.
قبل ما نبلش حديثنا، عبالي أعرف أكثر كيف وصلت لهون، كيف وصلت لتخلط بين الفلسفة والإبداع، لأنه منهم كتير concepts متعودين نشوفهم مع بعض.
هلأ أنا بلش الكارير تبعي بالأدفرتايزينج. أنا was fascinated always with the idea of creating cultures. يعني إذا أنت شوية familiar بالأدفرتايزينج world، في عندك cultures، مثلا أوغلفي عنده the culture of big idea، ساتشي love marks. So I was always fascinated بهيدا الإطار، إنه I wanna create cultures. So whenever I used to go مثلا الشركة، أو حتى فتحت شركتي أنا، كان على طول بهدف براسي إنه كيف في أخلق culture that منا بس على الورق، بس that I can live by. Okay. And that can help me create tools. So من هون بلشت الفكرة، من حوالي 2013. And actually I wrote a book back then called Novel Philosophy, which I didn't publish لأنه in the process of studying philosophy اكتشفت إنه I've made a mistake that so many people do out there, which is combining different philosophies together. مثل واحد عم يعمل fruit salad. And I was like, no, there's something absolutely wrong here. I need to find a systematic philosophy that can guide me to create a culture. And ultimately, I discovered, you know, it can create your character. So you can actually change your character when you discover your philosophy. So من هون بلشت الفكرة وصارت تتطور. وأساس التطور, I guess, because I discovered إنه كل فكرة, every single idea out there is rooted in philosophy. And this is a big subject فينا to unpack it شوي اليوم. So هيك بلشت. And I was like, wait a minute. So if I'm looking at this idea from this philosophical perspective, then one, I can generate it in a different way. And it might have different effect. So one idea can have different effects on society, on politics, on your view of art, on. So هيك صارت تتطور الفكرة.
يعني من هيدا الجواب يعني طلع 500 سؤال يعني، بس خلينا شوي مثل نكون عم نحكي على نفس الموجة بالكلمات. وقت تقول فيلوسفي، نحن انه منفكر philosophical movements او افكار بتطبق على اشياء تانية، يعني بفكرة معينة في يكون عندي كذا طريقة فلسفية لفكر فيها، صح؟ فعبالي أعرف هيدا النقطة. وصاري نقطة تانية، أنه أصلاً ليه وصلت عالم الفلسفة؟ يعني إذا أنت جاي من background advertising، ليش؟ ومن وين وصلت الفكرة؟
أوكي، خليني بلش بتاني سؤال. تاني سؤال، إجت الفكرة لأنه I'm obsessed with reading. كنت كتير حب بعد كتير بحب النوفلز، and that's another reason why it's called novel philosophy. أجانا بنوصل لها هلأ. بس I was always fascinated with novels وكنت لاحظ أنه في اتعلم منهم to enhance my creativity. And then اكتشفت أنه لحظة في عالم actually how اللي عم يكتبوا, how the novelist are actually again rooted in philosophical ideas. هي هاي جاي الفكرة from Aristotle, أو هاي جاي Lord of the Rings جاي from Plato. So بلشت أعمل connection, شوف أنه حتى الفلوم اللي بنحضرون are rooted in philosophy. And I got completely obsessed. So بلشت أدرس philosophy تشوف كيف and what is it all about, لأنه نحن على لبنان it's بيتفلسف as if you're talking gibberish, right? So من هون بلشت الفكرة. هلا أول سؤال it's a bit complicated, but I'm gonna make it very simple. Philosophy is a science that studies the view of man capital M, and his relationship with existence. That's what philosophy, and it's a personal outlook. So انتي, it's the mother of all sciences. When you're studying philosophy, you're studying what is man and what is existence and what's the relationship between them. Which means, is a bit fakri مثلا, let's say that man is born as a sinful being. He's helpless. He's determined, okay? Which means that's your view of nature. It means that nature has power over you. You're determined by nature. You can't actually achieve your goals. And there are philosophical ideas, culture, that are rooted behal fikra. So it depends what you think about yourself and the universe or nature or reality. You can form your philosophy. Yeah, does that answer you?
It does answer. إذا مننا نجرب إنه نعطي هيك definition واضحة للفلسفة لنكون عم نحكي على نفس الموجة. بس بنفس الوقت, as a person, ما بعرف إذا في يكون عنا one philosophical view towards الحياة, أو بيصير إنه بفيزز مختلفة بحياتنا بيتغيروا our views. أنا I'm a firm believer in impermanence, إنه like إنه literally أنا هلأ في يكون عم فكر بهاللحظة بهالفكرة, يمكن بعد 5 دقايق إذا بتسألني تغيرت وجهة نظري, لأنه we're always in a constant state of عم نتغير, صح؟
Constant state of flux, and that's a philosophical idea from Hadaken Ismo Heraclitus. And it's amazing, even though when you say something, it's rooted in philosophical ideas. Yes and no. So it's good to change if the state of intifia is not right, which means you need a method to know what's right and wrong, what's true and false. And that's the role of philosophy. صح؟ So إذا أنت اليوم اكتشفتي شيء that is true and good, then why do you need to change it? Right? إذا اكتشفتي أنت, أعطيكي مثال كتير simple. إذا اكتشفتي that honesty is good, or let me put it other way. نحنا we are born mostly إنه منعرف إنه honesty is something good. صح؟ إنه أهلنا بيقولونا be honest. Okay, so that's something you don't know. That's something that people told you to behave in a certain way, that be honest. Philosophy triggers you to discover, how do I know it? Why should I be honest? How do I know that honesty is good? Is that majority of people are telling me honesty is good? How do I know it? Right? So until and unless you validate why honesty or any value is good, then one, you don't know it, right? And you're living by someone else's idea. And that's the power of philosophy, which you can apply it on everything else. So باللحظة اللي بتكتشفي إنه honesty is good and I can prove it, then why do you need to change it? Make sense?
Yeah. It does definitely make sense. بس بنفس الوقت الموضوع super interesting و super wide, وفينا نروح كتير 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 محلات, بس عبالي to tie it back to creativity, لأنه this is أنا بالنسبة لإلي مثل the main theme that يعني عم جرب to explore in different ways with different guests. How do philosophy perceive أو كيف بتشوف creativity بالنسبة لإلها, وكيف ليوبولد specifically بيشوف تأثيرهم على بعض، أو يمكن ما في تأثيرهم على بعض، في تأثير بس واحد على التاني.
Okay, but first we need to start with which aspect of creativity. So let's agree, and when we say creativity, we're using capital C, which means an architect can be creative, someone who's solving a certain problem can be creative, an artist is creative. So من هذا المنطلق، so هذا أكبر من art. Art is more focused. When you say creative, is the broader perspective. So there's an outward and an inward perspective for creativity in relation to philosophy. خليني أفسرها بطريقة very very simple. Anything you create is the product of your philosophy. Anything. Whether you want to create ما بعرف شيء تتحاربه. Or you want to create a building, or you want to create an idea. Where is it coming from? بينزل هيك الواحد عليك. No, it's coming from your view of yourself in relation to the world, right? So that's the root of creativity. Everything you create is rooted in your philosophy. So that's one perspective. The other perspective is anything you create affects your philosophy. يعني مثلا خليني أعطيك شيء هيك كونكريت. مثلا have you seen the ad of Burger King, women belong in the kitchen?
No, thank God.
Okay, so there was an ad for Burger King. أبعت هذا
قديمة؟
هلا من شي شهرين ثلاثة. It was viral and it went viral. So, but really any idea that you create out there will affect, for example, the society, will affect your view, will affect what is good and what is bad. So how I told you women belong in the kitchen, you were like, thank God, no, like I don't want to see it. صح؟ بس انت بعد ما شفتيها. And that's what philosophy is all about. And your creativity, whatever you're creating out there, whether it's good or bad, which is another question, how do you validate if creativity is good and bad?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the moment you're talking about good and bad, you're talking about philosophy, specifically ethics. You got it?
Yes. So Anna, my philosophy about it, and yeah. No, there's no good and bad.
Okay.
There's انت creativity بالنسبة لي انك في مشكل you're trying to solve. Regardless is that it's a visual problem, regardless if it's a functional problem, there's a need, there's a problem that you're trying to solve. So there's no صح وغلط. في solution لهيدا المشكلة أو لهيدا هيدا. صح وغلط بتصير لأنه في interpretation لحدا برات الموضوع يمكن. صح؟ أنه يمكن شاف أنه هيدا solution لهيدا problem is not بالنسبة لألون تلحق their ethics or their values or هيك. So in general ما في صح وغلط.
Okay, and does this apply to life, or you're talking only about creativity?
I think in what
apply. يعني حتى in life, there's no good and bad.
في I'm gonna sound that. Okay, let's stick to creativity. لما نفوت بالعرض بالحديث. So let's say إنه I designed a flyer for a specific client. So I had a problem. كنت عم جرب لقي له visual solution. Okay. So بالنسبة لإلي اللي بحبه بالديزاين specifically personally إنه it's a bit برات it's يعني it's borderline between art and not art. بمعنى إنه an art فيك تتفرج على لوحة وتقول ما حبيت or this is bad. For you. بس إذا بتتفرج على ديزاين وأنا هيدا اللي بجرب it's one of my philosophical views إنه بتتفرج على ديزاين ما فيك تقلي مشاعرك لأنه أنا كان عندي مشكلة عم جرب حلها وهي طريقتي إني حلها. يمكن تقول ذوقك مش هيك that's another discussion. So yeah, بالنسبة لي in creativity there's no bad or صح وغلط. في بهيدي اللحظة هيدا هو الحل لهيدا المشكلة. يمكن نفس الشخص because it's out there in the world.
How do you know إنه هذا الحل؟
لأنه okay so يعني إذا بكثير من نتفش الموضوع فلسفي
مش نتفش no it's amazing because the moment like the way you see design and art and anything as we've seen now is rooted in your view of what is good and bad. So for example, إذا أنت بالحياة عندك بالنسبة لك ما في شيء good and bad, which I doubt because it's impossible to live under such code. So if that's the case, then it will apply to design and art and creativity. And that's why we need, and that's one of my mission at the academy, which is to teach people how, that's one angle, how actually to understand what is good and bad in life and in creativity and anything they do in the decision-making process. Why? Because if you apply it to a very simple principle, for example, if you see a fruit, صح؟ إذا بتشوف أنت اليوم تفاحة وبيجي بيقول لك أنا هاي التفاحة مسممة, right? And you discover إنها مسممة, would you eat it?
No.
No, right? Like you want to pursue values, you want to live. So that's bad, right? And what's bad is bad for your life. It destroys, that's ultimately, it destroys your life. Now the same principle, وهيدا الشيء اللي ما بحياتنا تعلمناه in our education system, the same principle is applied to design. So good and bad is applied here in relation to a certain context, in relation to the problem, in relation to the client's needs, in relation to the environment by which you're creating. So في عندي كذا element that by that you can create a certain standard to say, okay, so this solution is good because it solves this problem. Now that doesn't mean that it's the only solution.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
But it's good because it's solved. That's what good means. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So Michel Haeke, that's why I'm fascinated with philosophy, because when you go back and you say, wait a minute, I actually don't know what is good and bad. Then how can I take decision? How can I create art? فين أعطيك كم مثل from art كمان.
Yeah.
How can I create art? How can I change my country? I know we're both Lebanese. How can I do it? How do I know what's good? Right? So yeah.
Interesting.
I'm trying to be condensed without fleshing out the ideas.
I know. بس يعني ما في واحد يوقف حاله من إنه يسأل حاله كتير أسئلة. طب عمالي أعرف your definition of creativity.
Again, it depends on which angle you're looking at it. The basic definition, يلي, because it depends if you are a theorist, as in you're trying to theorize, create a whole theory about creativity, or you're someone who just want to create. But the basic definition is that a process of being new and of value, right? So the basic definition is creativity is a process of bringing something new and of value into existence.
Mm-hmm.
But this presupposes two philosophical points. What is new? What is considered as new? And what is value? What is valuable? What is good? But again, I don't subscribe to it as the full definition. Yeah. Because في كتير unpacking, بس إنه that's the basic definition.
خلينا نفوت بهول النقطتين, the idea of new, the idea of valuable. إذا بدنا نحكي بدا idea of new, مثلا أنا إذا بتسألني my personal philosophical opinion about new, I don't think في شيء جديد like هيك like جاي بالمطلق, لأنه نحنا أفكارنا جاي من أفكار يلي جاي من أفكار يلي جاي من أفكار, so somehow نحنا continuation لأفكار. يعني كيف عطيتنا example بالأول إنه Lord of the Rings is actually inspired أو مبني على a certain philosophical view. So هون كمان في question mark على فكرة new.
Okay. So you here's how كمان there's a whole philosophical debate around this. But I think here there's a misconception of how knowledge is built. قبل ما نوصل لنيو. So knowledge is built on knowledge. يعني اليوم أنا بطلع بشي وبعلمك اياه وانت بتطلع بشيء بتعلميني اياه, and then we build on it and we build on it, right? That's how knowledge is built. والا every time someone is born they have to actually go back to 2000 و 3000 سنه تيتعلموا what تعلموا الجريك وال etc. So that's natural. The knowledge built on knowledge is a natural phenomena. New means two things. One, that you're not duplicating someone else's work, okay? And two, it means it's a new combination. You're creating a new reality, a new product in the image of your ideas, right? But you're creating it by rearranging things, recombining things. So أنا موجود الووكمان موجودة وموجود ما بعرف الراديو, بيجي أنا بعملهم combination وبعمل الآيبود, right? So the iPod is a new thing. And هون the whole idea, لما عطيتك definition, it's about bringing something new into existence. But it doesn't mean إنه الفاكت ما إنه موجود in existence. ما موجود, في شيء اسمه music. في شيء اسمه كان, في شيء اسمه ووكمان, في شيء اسمه طاولة, right?
Yeah.
Another quick example, how do you create the concept of a unicorn? Right? Or a Pegasus. بتطلع على حصان وبتطلع على bird and you combine these two and then you have a flying horse. But the bird and the horse has to exist. You got me? So
yeah.
When we say إنه ما في شيء new, again, this is a philosophical idea to say that all creation is a copy, which is absolutely not true. It's not a copy. If it's a copy, we wouldn't have been able to innovate ونوصل للوصلنا له, progress وصلنا له.
Okay. So, سؤال بس كمان to clear things out of the way. Do you consider creativity equal to innovation?
No, they are corollaries. They work together. Mm. So you create first and then you innovate. You innovate on whatever you created. So, for example, the caveman would create the weapon, right? And that's why, by the way, creativity is crucial for our survival. I don't think it's true that you have to be free in order to create, in order, yani free from the needs of life in order to create. No. So, the caveman بيخلق هيدا الweapon, right? And then he innovates عليها. بيعملها أسرع, بيعملها أقوى, بيعملها بتطير, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually كمان one of the points that we discussed مع ربيع سلوم بهديك الحلقة وقتها, قلنا أنه specifically بلبنان أنه الوضع يلي عم نقطع فيه وضع صعب, where يمكن الكرياتيفيتي تبعنا عم بتصير بلا ما نفكر يمكن بشغلنا how to innovate, بشغلنا how to نشتغل يمكن in technology, وهيك صرنا عم نفكر في very basic needs أنه
yeah.
to find a way around قطعة الكهرباء يعني. So وقتها كنت عم بتقلي أنه creativity with a big C, sometimes creativity بتكون موجودة بإشياء كتير كتير basic, كيف عطيت example وقتها اكتشف النار الكيفمن أنه there's a need. Yeah. And when there's yeah. a need, there's creativity to solve a problem.
Which means every single moment of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So to ارجع على مثل لبنان, I quite disagree with Rabia's point. I don't think العالم بلبنان, they're not being able to create لأنه they have to worry about their basic needs. I think they ignored their basic needs and that's why they're not being able to create. So إذا بتطلع على the big picture بلبنان, people never really thought about the basic, the philosophical needs. What does it take for me to be able to live the way I want in this country? Nobody asked this question. رح أعطيكي مثل تاني بلبنان. Even though I don't want to open it political, but just because here lies creativity. Notice that ما حدا بلبنان, not a single person, whether from the opposition or otherwise, are asking and trying to give an example of one single question. What is the role of the government?
Yeah.
No one. We take it for granted. And that's why you need philosophy, because philosophy helps you not take things for granted. Right? So when you ask this question, then you can be creative and say, wait a minute, if I understand what's the role of the government, then I know what I need to create. في كتير examples بلبنان فينا نحكي عنهم إذا بدي specifically on creativity.
Yeah, what I would like to add على هيدا الفكرة specifically إنه في شيء بحسه كتير مربوط بالcreativity, at least personally, ما بعرف إذا راح you're gonna agree with me, يلي هو إحساس ال hopelessness. إذا we feel إنه at least if we work in a creative industry, let's say إنه منا creative and هيك بالمطلق. وعنا يعني we have a شو بقوله مطلوب منا نكون creative on a regular basis. On a regular basis. وعنا إحساس ال hopelessness. I don't think هول ال two concepts بيقدروا يكونوا موجودين مع بعض, لأنه إحساس ال hopelessness إنك ما فيك تعمل شيء وهيدا هو ال status quo وهيدا هي الحياة بهيدا بتصير إنه عم تكرر حالك. ما في there's nothing novel about it يعني. فبحس هيدا كمان بينطبق على ال creativity whether in general وحتى على ال political side بلبنان, إنه عشنا سنين عم بيغزوا فينا إحساس ال hopelessness. فوقت تكون hopeless ما بتسأل حالك أسئلة what is the role of the government, لأنه خلاص ما بتوصل حالك لمحل تسأل لأنه عارف أو جوابك ما رح يوصل لمحل, أو إذا عندك الجواب ما رح تقدر تعمل في شيء, so you just linger when أنت. I don't know if you agree.
I don't fully agree. So I agree إنه هال state وصلنا له هلا, but I don't agree that it's we can do anything about it. رح أعطيك مثال, أعطيك هيك مثال from history which is very very concrete. لأنه there's always a way, and again it goes back to how you see yourself and the world, which is philosophy. Have you ever seen Egyptian statues? Like, yes. For example, أيام الفرعونية. Okay. إذا بتطلع really closely, you see something very, very powerful. One of the things you see is that people, or actually the sculpture, are immovable. بتحسيه واقف.
Yeah.
He can't move. إيدام لزقين
بجسمه.
His face has no expression at all, as if he has no sense of awareness. His body كله مقسم بطريقة ببين إنه he can't really move. And that was a view of the Egyptian back then, that man is helpless and hopeless and sinful, and he's not glorious in any sense. He's immovable, right? He can't even move. In thought, that's why you see his face this way. And in action, that's why you see his legs, hands, claws. As opposed to the Greek art. إذا بتطلع, for example, حتى بالرنسانس, إذا بتطلع بدافيد, you see that he's moving, he's powerful. It's a celebration of power and beauty and mobility. And you see his expression, it's an expression of focus and determination, and it's a celebration of reason. كله هيدا be one sculpture. Now, the same thing is happening in Lebanon. So in Lebanon, أنا بالنسبة إلي, we are still living in the Egyptian era, أيام الفرعونية, because that's how we see ourselves. لاحظي وقت الانفجار, the first thing we thought about is what? Well, هودي شهداء اللي ماتوا, right? No, they're not. وفيك تقولي ليوبولد, كمان, are you serious? الكلمة بتأثر. Yes, because it's how you view life. Yep. شفتي شخص مات بانفجار as شهيد. شهيد for what cause? For none, right? They were murdered. So كل هالتفاصيل بتشوفيها بالموسيقى بلبنان. There's a reason why عم نتراجع بالموسيقى بلبنان. أكيد مش الكل, في عالم يكون منيحة. But there's a philosophical reason, حتى بالليركس, why الليركس ما بقى إلا معنى. كله حبيتك وحبيتني, يعني there's no really any profound meaning. So منشان هيك, إيه, إذا بتطلع هلأ بلبنان, we are hopeless and helpless. But at the same time, ما بدي طول بهالنقطة, بس I want to open an interesting perspective. At the same time, that's why you see in a revolution or in the revolution Lebanon, a specific kind of art, a specific kind of visual representation, which is really what I call a Marxist representation. Why? Because the only demand out there, even in the art, is we need more food, we need more electricity. They seem like the basic need, but there's no demand, for example, for freedom in the sense that I know exactly what freedom is. Mm. No, I just need other politician or another government. You see? So that's why we need philosophy, because it takes us back to the blueprint, and then you can rise up with whatever ideas you have.
Mm. Do you think
كتير angles, but
إيه actually كتير وعبالي نرجع شوية على more يعني يكون linked أكتر على creativity. بس سؤال يعني specific, do you think as a country لازم يكون عنا same philosophical views, يعني نكون قادرين نحكي مع بعض إنه okay this is my idea of freedom, هل يعني مستحيل تنطبق على كل العالم لأنه كل حدا منا so إذا منك قادر يكون عندك common ground بين إنه أنا رأيي الحرية هيك وحدا بيوجهك بيقولك إنه لا فأصلاً كيف إنه how can you build a country إذا الشرط إنك تسأل حالك common مش common questions يلي هن basic questions إذا فينا نقول يمكن نحنا ما منفكر فيها ونقدر نلاقي our philosophical views. بس هل رح يكون في common philosophical views?
Well, it doesn't have to be. بس رح أعمل call back على حلقة عملتيها قبل هيدي, which is ما بعرف أمتى رح تحطيهم, بس مع علاء.
Yeah, علاء غواص.
On creativity. Okay, so he said something very, very profound and very powerful and very true. He said that طلع على الوست because he found more freedom and because he needed to be free to think in order to create. And this is the most fundamental, most crucial statement ever. يلي هي مش موجودة بلبنان. Okay. Despite the fact that they promote it. So can we have all the same philosophy? No, and we don't have to. But we need to have the same agreement on a philosophy, okay, and it has to be pro-life. يعني مثلاً لازم تكون a philosophy that puts freedom first, freedom of expression first, a philosophy that puts human or individual rights first, and in my view, a philosophy that limits the role of the government. I don't want the government to be part of the economy and education. They have no role there. They don't understand it, right? I want to open a free market. That's my view, at least. So we need to have some agreement, right? And we need to have the law to protect this agreement. So once you have that, each individual is free to think and free to accept any philosophy, right? حتى لو كان it a philosophy that is destructive, as long as he doesn't or she doesn't entice violence, then they're free to think, right?
Yeah, and free to create. To link it, هلا,
and free to create.
يعني أنا بمحلات, I don't share the same liberal views when it comes to the role of the government. بس لما يصير البودكاست political, let's go back to my question يلي محضرته. So من فترة أطلقت course بعنوان Supersonic Creativity. The title is super interesting بالنسبة لي, وحتى الموضوع يلي عم بتعالجه بالكورس إنه كيف فيهم يكونوا أحاديثنا اليومية هي spark لأبداعنا. I know it's a course you're giving, بس هيك فيك تعطينا snippet لهيدا الموضوع.
أكيد. Actually هلأ كمان هذا الكورس عم بعمله live بدبي, and it's amazing لأنه I'm seeing a lot of good interaction, وعم بتعلم كتير من اللي عبيجو. So موضوع الكورس هو a bridge between creativity and conversations. Okay. فيك تفكر فيها انه how can I become more creative from my conversations. انه انا وياك هلا عم نعمل conversation. Okay. We're having a discussion. How can I use how material اللي عم بحكي فيه أنا وياك to evaluate the clarity of my mind صح؟ And what can I do in the middle of the conversation to enhance also my thinking, my empathy, and to move the conversation to a more productive place. يعني مثلا إذا هلأ أنا وياك بنبقى عم نحكي about the politics in the way اللي عم نحكي فيها ما حتوصلنا لمحل. I disagree, I agree. But there's a way that actually فيها توصلنا لمحل. يلي again we don't see it much بالshows على TV or whatever. So that's هيدا موضوع الكورس. إذا بدي أعطيك هيك snippet. One of the things اللي بتصير in any conversation is that our thinking is very fast. So I don't have time to analyze. I have to answer your question and to dissect the question in my mind. صح؟ Whereby creativity is a very slow and private process. So قبل ما توصل للcollaboration, it's very private. It's between you and yourself. So واحدة من القصص المهمة is how to bridge the gap. كيف فيه كون أسرع in my thinking process during a conversation وكيف فيه استعمل القصص اللي عم بحكيها in my creativity. So it's like back and forth.
Okay, nice. So شوي هيك to bring it back to هيك كتير something tangible. So انت يعني شوي إذا بدي to analyze شو عم بتقول brainstorming وقتها بدها تصير لأنه creativity is a personal أو private process. Brainstorming تنعمل personally بالأول then the collaboration to share ideas. بس the idea أنه let's brainstorm ومنقعد كلنا ومتير كل واحد عم بيكب كلمة, that's not very helpful and useful لنوصل لأني novel idea.
Absolutely. اسمه brainstorming and you can't share your brain with someone else. Right, you can share your ideas, your thoughts, but it's your brain, it's your mind, and you have to do it privately. بالأول. By the way, هاي النقطة اللي قلتيها كتير مهمة because I've seen it in my previous career advertising that people jump in على brainstorming, بلش نعمل judgment, لا حبيتها ما حبيتها, and here lies another philosophical point. What do you mean by I like it or I don't
exactly.
like
exactly?
Right. Yeah. So and we need a standard. صح? Yeah. So when you formulate the standard, you can enhance the brainstorming and the conversation.
Yeah, definitely. أنا يعني actually my philosophical view about حبيتها وما حبيتها is بعد لهلأ يعني بعد سنين شغل بـ in a creative industry, I'd still بلاقي عندي صعوبة مع هيدا الفكرة أني أقدر استوعبها لأنه ويمكن بتخبى وراء هيدي الفكرة يلي قلت لك إياها إنه بالنسبة لإلي design is solving a problem. It's not about إذا أنت بتحب الأصفر أو لا. So I try to remove emotions out of it to give it a more rational kind of analytical process. إيام تزبط إيام لا. So yeah.
I can give you a tip here if I may, or maybe for the listeners.
Definitely.
One of the things that I found helpful is asking myself, where do I see this solution in reality? So أنا شو ما كنت عم بخلق, whether design or podcast or anything, I always ask myself, where do I see it? You know, في problem, okay? أجاني brief, في problem. But where do I see this problem? Outside the brief. ليه? Because this will give you an extra standard to judge the idea, right? So for example, إذا عبعمل دعاية to empower, women's right, okay? وعندي بريف معين وقيلي إنه في هول مشاكل. An important aspect is to look inward and outward and ask, where do I see it? في شي مرة صارت معي أنا هالمشكلة عم بقوله عنا, let me ask people around, let me look at the culture. How does the culture represent that idea? هيدا الموضوع بخليك to become more objective in your approach. ما تقولي بس أنا I want this idea because I like it or I'm answering the brief.
Nice. Actually, آخر سؤال عبالي أسألك إياه يلي هو since you worked a lot with philosophy and creativity, you are a creative mentor at the same time. عبالي شو أعرف إذا منك هيك إذا في a list of tips أو إشياء that you know إنه creatives دايما بيوقعوا فيهم من ورا your experience. So هيك tips that you can share with us a bit maybe general أو خاصة إذا حدا عم بيقطع ب a dry period where إنه خلاص ما في ولا فكرة.
Yeah.
So I would like to know هيك your take on it.
Okay. I'll give you three if you want.
Yeah.
A quick. Okay. So the first one is, which is a broader problem. I don't think we practice much creativity. Think about it. انت متى, or anyone, you practice creativity. إذا عندك brief, إذا عندك project معينة عم تشتغل عليه, or يمكن عندك some tools, some method تستعمليهم sometimes. But they're very abstract, مثل how the nine dots challenge, how would you link the dots? And that's why I would say use your conversations. Mm. Use your conversation as a deliberate intellectual practice. And this is a crucial element that we don't think about when it comes to creativity. Not if creativity is about imagination and linking the dots and all of that, but we ignore the fact that it's also a very intellectual process, right? So that's a very generic one. The second one that I see is that we are unable to concretize our ideas. So الأفكار بيكونوا كتير abstract in our minds, right? And one of the best ways to enhance your creativity or to boost it is to concretize your ideas, which means عملهم concrete. يعني try to tell a story about the problem. Try to perform a certain activity around it. Try to give examples in the thinking process, right? ليه؟ لأنه بتعمل point concrete. مثل ما أنا هلأ جربت فسر about Lebanon, أعطيتك فكرة Egypt and Greece and David, right? Why? Because it makes it more concrete. And the third one, which is a bit technical, بس عملها very simple, and I would say is always ask yourself, what is the most essential point?
Hmm.
Right. So try to omit everything around the work that you're trying to do that is not essential. Focus on what is the one essential point. اللي هي إذا بتشيليها, it's not the same anymore.
Hmm.
Like to ما بعرف تعطيكي مثال on David again. إذا بتشيلي عيونه لديفيد, إذا بس بتشيلي عيونه, it's not gonna be David anymore.
No.
Michelangelo's David, because the whole idea is in the way he's looking. So always heck try to be, how can I be more essential? كيف في يشيل كل شيء around it وفوكس على one thing only that is the crucial aspect, the most fundamental aspect. I'm saying this is a bit technical because that's why you need philosophy. Philosophy helps you think in essentials. But you know, the practice is good.
Nice. Definitely الحديث بيقدر يكون في part 3, part 4, part 5. So maybe فينا نعملها something هيك بتتكرر from time to time to open new discussions. But for now, thank you so much عن جد Leopold for لوقتك وللحديث وللفرصة هيك نتعرف عليك أكثر ونتعرف على your views and how you mixed philosophy and creativity. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Elian.
إذا بدكم تفاصيل أكثر عن البودكاست شوفوا الويب سايت creativescene.me وإنستغرام creativescenepodcast وشاركوا الحلقة لنوسع الحديث عن الإبداع بالعالم العربي. كان معكم إليان جابر. بشوفكم جمعة الجاي.